Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. This segment sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's Roars for this location is now open. And another one is coming soon to Langhorne. If you're looking for a spot to watch a game, like, you know, all the football. It's crazy all the football that's coming up this weekend. Make it McGurk's. So we have two college playoff games. Was that Thursday, Friday? Then we get the NFL Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's as good of a run of 5 days of football in mid-January as we've ever seen before. And then the big one for us, of course, the Eagles, the Packers, Sunday coming up at 4:30. But Hugh, the rest of the NFC impacts how this road goes for the Eagles. So let's go through the way the NFC playoff field shapes up. We know last night the Lions got themselves the number one seed in the NFC. So they're off this week and they will play the lowest remaining seed left in 2 weeks, right? They get the week off and then they get the lowest remaining seed. So Hugh, if the Eagles win their game against the Packers, we have three possible matchups that we could get a week from now. Let's go through what we think is going to happen this coming week, our first thought on the game, and then we'll kind of move forward into what could happen next week. All right, so Hugh, Sunday night football.
Yes. Right?
So we have the Eagles play at 4:30, and that'll be followed up by the second NFC playoff game. Sunday night in Tampa Bay. The Commanders and the Buccaneers. Hugh, your first thought, playoff week.
Commodores and the Buccaneers?
Yep. I think it's a fun game.
You know what's funny? Because I think about Todd Bowles in that defense, Coach Bowles in that defense. And I feel like going against a rookie quarterback, that might be an issue for the rook. But a lot of people feel pretty good about, as of today, a lot of people feel good about the Commodores matchup with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that's somewhat of a toss-up, but I'm leaning more towards the Bucs in this situation.
So I'm going to pick my first thought is the Commanders are going to win this game. And then, now this is a rematch. Week one, Tampa Bay beat Washington. Obviously, there's a lot of rematches actually this week of week one, and this being one of them, Buccaneers-Commanders here. Now this is a big one because it will set the stage of who the Eagles' opponent is week two of the postseason. Hugh, if you're right on this and the Bucs win, that's who we get in the second round because the three seed would come to the two. If the Bucs win, we get
the Bucs.
If the Bucs lose, if the Commanders win, we will get the winner of the Monday night game, and that now is the Rams and the Vikings. Hugh, your first thought on this one. So the Vikings lost last night, pushes them all the way down to the five seed, even though they won 14 games. So we get the Rams and the Vikings Monday Night Football, also a rematch of the regular season. All three NFC games are rematches of games that already happened this year. My gut's telling me Vikings. Rams beat them once this year. I think the Vikings get them this time.
I'm kind of with you on that. I feel like the Vikings are the stronger team. They didn't have a great showing yesterday. But I feel like the Vikings going into this matchup, because the Rams look like they were kind of, you know, out of it for a while. And then they kind of had a little bit of resurgence.
And then they rested yesterday.
Yeah, I kind of like the Vikings in this situation.
It's kind of interesting how all these teams decided what to do yesterday. Like the Rams could have avoided the Vikings-Lions loser by winning yesterday. They chose to sit everyone. They didn't play, so they didn't care. They're like, yeah, we'll just take on the
rest. Like you could tell the teams that prioritized rest.
Eagles, Rams.
Yeah,
they didn't really care who. The Eagles didn't matter. But obviously the Rams, it affected their seeding here. All right, so we get Rams, Vikings, Commanders, Buccaneers in the NFC. So if the Eagles beat the Packers here, they could take. There's three possible matchups for 2 weeks from now. It's either going to be the Rams, Vikings, or Bucks. Of those three, who do you want the least? Or the most? So, yeah, answer the way you want.
Oh, the least.
Like, is there any of the three you don't want to see?
Rams, Vikings, or Bucks? Hey, you saw that, didn't you? I would say right off the top, because of the history with this individual, the Bucks.
The Todd Bowles factor?
Yeah.
I do think they're the weakest of these three teams, though.
They are, but it feels like, and I understand that Jalen wasn't at full strength when he didn't have all the receivers and everything. We have beat them in that span, but I just feel like that would be – I just don't want that matchup. If you're out of those three, that's the one that I would want the least.
I think I'd want the Bucks the most here in Philadelphia, coming off of a game they have to play against the Commanders. Kyle, where do you come down on this? So the Eagles, if they beat the Packers, they'll face either the Bucks, the Rams, or the Vikings, depending on what happens in the 3-6 game.
So I think in order of how much I want to face them, Bucks, Commanders, Rams.
Well, they can't see the Commanders.
Oh.
Because if the Eagles win and
so
the Commanders.
Just Bucks or Rams?
Bucks, Rams, or Vikings.
Oh.
One of those three will be the Eagles' second round opponent, assuming the Eagles win their game, obviously.
Bucks, Rams, Vikings.
I'm with you. The Vikings are the team. I mean, they won 14 games. I mean, that's a remarkable season for a team that's going to be a wild card.
Like, Flores is tough, man.
Of course he is. I mean, he's and so is O'Connell. I mean, I think that'd be an incredible matchup. We shall see who the Eagles get, but I'm leaning towards Commanders and Vikings to win the games this weekend and the other NFC matchups. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Confident, nervous, what's the feeling as you open up a playoff week? Should Hugh dye his beard? I mean, this is really, of all the things we're discussing today, this is the most important to me. I mean, I need to figure out if Hugh's doing this or not, because the spirit and the truth is you lost. I mean, I think everyone deep down.
Like y'all like to say.
Yeah. I just don't know how you could sit there with conviction and say the Jaguars scoring on offense and the Browns on special teams counts.
Scores are scores,
dog.
I'm just saying. Defense played well, though.
Defense scores played. Are not
I see.
Scores.
You know what this is? See, this is what I feel this is. If I didn't say the defense is a luxury, not a necessity thing, I think I would be able to skate on this.
Yeah,
but
of course.
But since I
you mean,
said
like, if you
it,
had the correct take, then your
no,
take wouldn't
no,
be
see,
wrong?
No, see, that's what I'm saying. See, y'all.
You're like
y'all,
Micah Parsons with no, well, if you
no.
eliminate
see,
the
this
slide.
Is, this is what this is.
That's an insult.
See, this is what this is.
He called you Parsons.
This is, people are mad because I said it like 2 years ago.
Well, you were
and
wrong.
It was, but it carried a lot of weight. See, this is where I'm unwavering. What I said carried a lot of weight. So now, in people's minds, they are punishing me, and the green beard is punishment for the take that I had. It's not so much so that the Eagles didn't live up to their expectations with your expectations with the 17 points.
They did.
It's more for me the scarlet letter. But in this case, it's the scarlet beard.
All I know is this. They played 17 games.
You know what I mean?
The opposing
this is my walk of shame.
Scored 289 points.
And,
that's 17 per game.
I won,
you
but
didn't.
Now it's not so much about I won. It's about my take. And they want me to take away my take because this was the number two ranked defense in the NFL as far as points allowed per game.
You can keep
see,
twisting
that's what it
yourself
is.
Into a pretzel
no,
to
no, I'm
avoid
saying,
the
that's,
truth.
That's what this is. All that's right. What this is. That's why everybody is so adamant about that, because – you know how I know this is true? Because every time I say something about it, or every time I'm on the street, I get yelled at. How about that defense, Douglas? How about it's just a luxury? And I'm like, dog, seriously? Like, they don't even speak, which is cool. I'm not mad because they yell it across the room and whatever. I ain't mad, but it's like, whatever. You know, but that's what this is. Let's just call it what it is. That y'all, this is my scarlet letter. That's what you want. You want me to wear my beard green because that's why he said the defense is luxury. Not the fact that I won. It's the fact that you want me to ridicule and prostitute myself because you didn't like the tape that I had that stood for 2 years.
Let me ask
that's
you a question.
That's what that is.
It did not stand it for
stood,
2 years.
It stood the test of time.
Would you win this in a court of law?
Because yes.
I think you'd lose without question.
I am so compelling. I've compelled myself.
A jury of your peers would convict you.
Yes, they believe me. My jury of my peers would believe what I'm putting down.
The Eagles'
what I'm putting down.
Defense allowed 17
even
points
get,
per game.
Like,
you
I get shots taken at me on a daily by people that I consider family. I agree with you talk about, you know, me, the defensive luxury thing. So it's not so much about me winning. It's about the take that I had that stood the test of time. I get it.
All right.
I get it.
And you could, I mean, it's you're
unwavering.
What you are doing right now, there was a famous line at Seinfeld once, it's not a lie if you believe it. And you have convinced yourself this is true.
It's not a lie because I'm looking at the stat sheet and it says average points per game, 17.8. That's what I see.
The Eagles allowed, not their defense.
But when people see that, they see defense is a luxury, and they were like Hughes. They see Hughes' horrible take. That's what that is.
Yeah,
it's cool.
People see that every day. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Dustin, the Northeast. Hey, Dustin.
Joey G. How are you?
Hey,
what's
Dustin.
Going on,
what's
man?
Up, buddy?
It's been a while since I got to hear you guys talk to you guys.
What's going on, man? How you
been? Well, we're excited to be here on a playoff week. Dustin, what are you feeling?
I'm not nervous at all. I mean, I was talking to John last week, John Johnson, about how the one thing that does scare me is they are going to start off slow, Joe. So make sure
you might well get that. Wrap your mind around that one there, buddy.
Not accepting it.
Yo, Hog, give him a couple gummies before the weekend.
I'm trying to tell him to relax a little bit. That's going to happen.
Relax. I'm going to be on one this week. There's no relaxing here. Let's go.
He got no hair to lose, but you're going to lose hair somewhere.
Whatever. This is a playoff week. I'm locked in, and Hugh better have a green beer. Go ahead, Dustin.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. We all know how Jalen comes back, how he starts a season when he doesn't play in a preseason and when he comes off of an injury. I was talking to John about it. It's something like how Joel is when he comes back. It's going to be sluggish. You're going to see this first half on Sunday is going to be brutal to watch. But, Cog, this is – I hate to say it, but I think you got to dye the beard, Big Fall.
Why?
The defense is the best defense in the league.
It's not so much the average points. It's the take. That's what it is. It's not so much about the points. It's the take.
Yep.
They want me to put my take to rest. That's what it is.
Well,
thank you, Dustin.
Well, you should have buried this week.
No,
ago.
But it was it stood the test of time. Though.
It did not.
I'm going to be completely honest with you, Hog. When I first started talking to Kyle, I told him that you shouldn't have to dye the beard, but. The more and more I think about it,
I bullied Dustin.
You are a defensive.
Good.
Thanks a lot, Kyle.
How can you say that a defense isn't a luxury? Like, let's just say the Eagles' defense did what everybody was expecting, and they were going to be middle of the pack to the lower end of the pack. All right, we all started off this season worried about that defense because of how it was last year. If they were middle of the pack to the bottom barrel of the pack. Do you think we still make the playoffs?
That is not. I hear what you're saying, and to be because it's you, Dustin. I'll answer the question because I put pressure on people to ask the question that I ask all the time. Yes, no, I don't think they would be. I'm sorry, I don't think they would be. But here's the kicker, Dustin. Who makes the most money on this squad?
Oh, here we go.
No, it's
and
a fact.
And we're back.
No, I'm just saying, who makes the most? Where are most of the funds allocated when you talk about this football team?
The offense. And what was the best unit? Their defense.
No, that was a that's the equivalent of me owning a Mustang and putting air filter on it and getting 15 more horsepower and going out there and racing a Bugatti and winning.
You're ignoring the fact that we drafted entirely on the defense.
No,
for like two years in a row.
But what I'm saying is this:
Carter Smith,
you
Cooper,
allocated
Quinion
most of your funds. That you paid the big bucks to.
Yes, that's
but not your important resources, though.
See, listen, y'all ain't going to let me finish because y'all just want to bully me and beat me up, but I'm making it.
Well, you're ignoring what they put into the defense.
I'm cooking here. The quarterback makes $250 million. You have an unprecedented amount of money going to two, not one, but two receivers.
And their best unit was still their defense.
And you went out and got a running back, correct? You went out and paid the running back more money than he would have got with the team that he played for, correct?
Yes, we all acknowledge this.
Because you know that the offense is what makes teams go in the NFL, correct?
This team went on the defense.
Wait a minute, let me finish, because this is where defense is not a necessity. It's a luxury, not a necessity. Because you didn't feel like it was a necessity to go out and get a linebacker. You went and got a linebacker that was a special teams player. No disrespect to Zach
Bond. And now he's an all-pro.
But you're still probably not going to pay him.
This isn't winning you the case.
Are you done talking about money now?
Not a luxury.
What about the draft? It's not a necessity.
It's a luxury.
What about the draft?
It's not a necessity. It's a luxury.
Well, you're not going to answer.
As far as the draft picks? Yeah, as far as the draft is concerned, you hit on two.
What about last year?
The year before. Carter and Smith the year before.
Yeah, this defense is built on two. Through the draft.
But still, you went out because you felt that the most important part of your team was offense. You drafted one receiver, got lucky with one, and then you went out and traded for another.
But what is the most important part of their team? The defense.
Well, like I said, so that's what makes it a luxury, not a necessity.
No. You just talked yourself back into
that.
No, that's what makes it a luxury.
He's lost it. This is a man who knows he's guilty here.
I am not guilty.
And he's going to have a green beard by the weekend.
Y'all just don't want to hear what I'm saying, but the facts of the matter are...
We let you say the whole thing about the funds, and then you just
ignored the
draft
to the offensive side of the ball.
And they still were a defensive team. And they got lucky with Zach Bond. And the truth comes out.
So did they get unlucky with offense then?
I'm just saying, they got lucky. Who thought Zach Bond was going to be what he was? Let's be honest.
No one.
Who thought Quinyon Mitchell was going to be what he was?
Well, maybe the Eagles.
Come on, man.
I mean, maybe.
Cooper DeJean. Who thought that?
Someone on the show was trying to get Cooper DeJean. I'll pull that one back.
I'll let you have that one. But still, my point remains. And I understand why people want me to dye my beard, because it's not so much the points. It's my take.
It's the principle. Dustin, go ahead. Finish your point. My bad, Dustin.
I was long talking.
A total long talk.
You're cooking. You're cooking with grease all that, brother. It's great. Listen, Kyle, Joe, we're going to be fighting him for the rest of the playoffs. How about we do this, Hawk? Since it's such a flip coin on everybody's take on this, how about when they get to New Orleans, you better have a damn green beard.
Why you have to say it with so much hostility, though?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what?
Okay, Dustin.
How about this? So this is a consolation for everybody that's involved. We make it to New Orleans. I'll dye my beard green. How about that?
That's a small consolation.
What do you mean?
Like 2 weeks.
What do you mean?
The point is for you to have it through the playoff run.
That's like a playoff run beard.
So wait a minute. So you want me to dye my beard Friday and I won?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I did win.
All right, you know, here's what we're going to have to do. You know what? Tomorrow, we may have to have the trial of Hugh Douglas with real evidence. And we may have to dig up the audio from the original bet
and
hear how it's worded. Because the wording is the key.
Semantics.
It's the key. If the wording was the Eagles' defense was to allow 17 or less, then you lost. Because the defense was not on the field when the Browns special team scored. The defense was not on the field when the Jaguars defense picked up a score and ran in. Kyle, tomorrow we may have to have the trial of Hugh Douglas with legitimate evidence.
Yeah, we will track down that audio.
And if you lose based on real evidence, that beard better be green by Friday.
No, I think that was more you guys twisting yourself into a pretzel to try to get me to say that.
No.
Because I remember when the Jags scored, it was a whole to-do. Because you're like, well, technically.
Well, but it's true. It's true.
And I was like, and I do believe, I think at that point, I was like, all right, then I give you that.
Well, but if you give us that, then the numbers change.
Nah, it's not.
All right, let's go to Freddie in West Philly. Wanted to talk about your Tanner McKee take. What's up, Freddie?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, Freddie. What's up, buddy?
Hey, look, Hugh, first off, do it halfway.
Half and half.
That'll satisfy everybody.
Is that right? Now, half a green beard.
Sir. Yeah. Now, another thing, I agree upon you what you said earlier about the offense. It was popping. Okay, McKee came in there. He was crisp and everything like that. He could do a little bit better, but that's okay. But my case in point is between him and Jalen. If McKee stood in there and threw a ball and got a good hit. He threw it on time and on point. Case in point, if it was Jalen, it would have been only two things he would have did. He would have either ran the ball, tried to run the ball, or got sacked.
Jalen does tend at times to hold the ball a little bit longer, but Freddie, I'm not sitting here to say that I'm gonna start Tanner McKee in this game.
That's what you did.
No, I'm not starting Tanner McKee.
No.
Because I'm gonna still go with the guy, even though it burns my biscuits to see him hold the ball and this offense be as stagnant as it is. It to me yesterday took a little bit of pressure off of Kellen Moore and what he's trying to accomplish.
Well, it's really 2 weeks in a row. They did it to the Cowboys. They scored 41 with McKee and Pickett last week against the Cowboys. I mean, they got good play, Freddie, the last 2 weeks out of the backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, I still would like to see Jalen in there, and what the mystery is about him, I don't know. But if it has to be McKee, okay, let's go. Let's roll with him.
Well, I mean, if it has to be McKee, then we got issues here.
Yeah, in the playoffs?
Hold on. Are we erasing Kenny Pickett's the backup quarterback? Freddie, appreciate it.
You mean
the call.
Make him the second string quarterback? We ain't talking about starting him, right?
No. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying.
I just pointed out what I saw. That's it. I ain't said nothing about starting nobody. I just saw something yesterday.
He looked good.
That I could not ignore. That's it.
I love the story. I love how much depth they have at quarterback. When we get to Sunday, I still want Pickett as the number two. I don't know. Everyone's all McKee'd up today. I mean, McKee's a nice developing player. I'd still have Pickett as the two. I mean, you're the one wearing your Tanner McKee jersey in today.
And no, I just noticed. See, my job here is to notice.
See how quickly he became the Tanner McKee guy on the show?
No, it's very quickly. See, and I work with two people that get a little childish when I have these phenomenal takes.
I just noticed.
Nobody here is childish.
My job is to analyze and notice things. And I just noticed that, you know, Mike and Merrill were a little bit more reserved. They tried to hide it, but they couldn't. They were gushing a little bit. And it just looked more efficient. And the fact that Rhea didn't text me all day yesterday.
Those are things it's hard not to notice.
Those were things.
Did you happen to notice that two of the touchdowns the Eagles allowed this season were by the Jaguars offense and the Browns special teams?
I didn't notice those.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
I know you did because you have an agenda this morning, you and Kyle. And the callers. I see the caller board.
My agenda is for truth and fairness on the midday show.
You're ridicule and shame. That's what this is about.
But if ridicule and shame come along with fairness and truth,
so be it.
I can't control that. What I can control is the truth.
No, I get it.
I'm a truth broker on this show. That's what I'm trying to do.
I just think it's hilarious, but I get it.
I didn't make the bet. I mean, this reminds me of when you said the Phillies would score 6 runs per game, and I didn't make that bet. You did.
No,
I walked you into it.
No, I own that one, but this one, I.
Well, at least this one was close. That one was dead by like the beginning of July.
That was died on the vine. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this. Excited, nervous. What's the first emotion of the week as we get set for a playoff week here? Should Hugh dye his beard? So the Eagles, as a team, allowed 17.8 points per game, but as we've dove into here, I mean, their defense and offense, I mean, their offense and special teams allowed 2 of those touchdowns. Those don't really count. That drops us to 17. I mean, I think Hugh's in big trouble here on this. Dye the beard green. Where do you come down on that? The Saquon thing, they didn't play him yesterday. We all had to accept it. Does it put more pressure on them now? 215-592-9494. Plus, we have some line movement in the Eagles-Packers game. Which way did it move? Is it going towards the Packers or the Eagles? And we'll speculate on the reasons why it is moving from where it opened yesterday. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Football fans, well, buckle up. Because for the first time ever, we've got 5 straight days of playoff football in college and the pros. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is celebrating with the great playoff payoff. That's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. This is going to be awesome. With a no-sweat same-game parlay, you can combine your bets from the same game for a chance in even bigger winnings. And if it doesn't hit, you'll get your bonus bets back. You've got Penn State, Notre Dame, Texas, and Ohio State, and of course, all of the playoff NFL football over the weekend. So not only do we get to watch 5 straight days of playoff football, but it's 5 chances to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to be part of this epic run. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. It's the great playoff payoff. And it's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP. 21 plus Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio on a snowy Monday. It's still snowing out there, Hugh.
Yes. Be careful, man. Everybody be careful.
Be careful out there. Enjoy a snow day if you got one today. And I noticed the roads this morning. I'm guessing a lot of people decided to work from home or take a snow day today, which is great. Enjoy it. And we're happy to have you as part of the show. We'll get back to the phone lines in a minute. 215-592-9494. As we discuss the feeling as we start the week, is it excitement? Is it some nerves? It's okay to have nerves. I mean, Ray Didinger had some nerves. I have some nerves. Kyle has tons of nerves. He's had it since last week. But, you know, Hugh's confident. And I think we all deep down think they should win this game and will win this game. They are favorites. By the way, speaking of being favorites, Hugh, the line has moved on this game. So FanDuel posted a hypothetical line last week. They kind of played out like the games that could happen based on the matchups over the weekend. And one of them, of course, was the Eagles and the Packers. And they set that one at Eagles -3. Now, yesterday when the game ended and we knew it got locked in, it became Eagles Packers officially. The first line I saw at FanDuel, Hugh Douglas, was Eagles -3.5. Well, it has moved today to now Eagles -4.5. So we've gone from 3 on a hypothetical line to -3.5 yesterday as soon as it became official. And now we are looking at Eagles -4.5. So there could be a lot of reasons for that. Maybe it's just money coming on the Eagles. Also, maybe it means that people out there are getting some positive vibes on Jalen, and he'll definitely be in for this game.
Yeah.
It also could mean that Jordan Love's dealing with a hand issue. So let's go through this yesterday. So Jordan Love started that game for the Packers. He left in the second quarter, and if you were watching or saw Red Zone or the replays, he was like shaking his hand out, and that could mean a lot of things. It could mean a nerve issue. Maybe he got banged on his elbow the wrong way. I don't know what it was.
Funny bone type deal,
sure,
or whatever.
But he didn't come back in. Now, he was on the sidelines. It wasn't like he left and they sent him to the hospital. But he didn't come back in the game. Take that for what you will. Let's hear after the game Jordan Love on what he was going through, what's going on. It seems like he's okay, but I don't know. I'm not really quite sure what happened to him.
Yeah, I landed on it on the ground, I think. And yeah, just kind of pretty much lost all feeling in my hand and pretty much just went numb. Same thing after the halftime. You know, I came back, was trying to get some throws, and same thing. The outside of my hand, pinky, really couldn't feel it. Was pretty numb. You know, we just made the decision to hold me back.
Well, that's kind of weird. I mean, the fact that it continued the numbness, I don't know, if maybe the cold yesterday?
Like some who knows? And I'm pretty sure they're probably going to get that checked out today. But it's probably a chance that, you know, if anything, it's going to throw the timing off from him, or he might have to miss a little bit of practice or something. He's got a little bit of time, but still, to have those type of injuries late in the game like that, it's tough. It all depends on what it is and whether or not he'll be able to get back to play this weekend.
Well, so I'm guessing he's going to play, because otherwise the Eagles would be 7 or 8 point favorites right now. Mm-hmm. The news would be out that he couldn't play. I think he was going to play, but that's something to keep an eye on, that it could happen again. I mean, if he hit his hand yesterday and it went numb, it could happen again this weekend. So the Love hand thing, we'll pay attention to this week. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni on the fact that this is a rematch. What does he take away from the first time they played Green Bay?
You do know it's the Packers. You're playing them all the way back in week one. Is that something you can use, or is that so far?
Yeah, both teams are different from that day till now, no doubt. But yeah, you'll use that. Use everything. That's something that you'll – when we go play a team that we played the previous year, we'll use that too. So that's from year to year. And so, of course, we'll use that. They'll use that. We understand that. It's a really good team, with really well coached.
How much do you put into the week one game, Hugh? It really was. It does feel like a lot. I mean, we had Marilyn and he joked it felt like 2 years ago. It does feel like a long time ago. The game was in Brazil. You know, the Eagles are a different team now.
Warm.
It was warm. It's certainly not warm anymore. What do you take from that first one to now?
I think they're two different teams. This team, both teams have evolved since then. They're not the same. There are probably going to be some aspects and elements of that game that we're going to try to use. Like, I think the running game is going to factor in huge as far as the matchup is concerned. I think it's better, you know. But this Eagles team, I think we going into that game, we were more of like a passing team.
Definitely.
So now it's like we're a little bit more physical. And I think that's going to be the biggest difference.
So one thing, Elliot brought this up yesterday in the pregame show, one thing that is totally different is, one, how much they threw the ball in that game against the Packers in Brazil, and two, Jalen Hurts' decision-making. I remember that game. We were on the next morning, on the Saturday morning after the game, because the game was a Friday night. Yeah. Jalen threw the ball to the Packers like 4 times.
Yeah.
Now they intercepted 2 of them, they dropped 2 of them. He hasn't done much of that. since the beginning of October. Now, he throws it less. Obviously, they run it more. But he's also taken care of the football way better. I mean, that game, he very easily could have had four picks. So he's played different. They've played different. But it is a rematch to week one. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. What's up, Black Gritty?
Joey Bear Hugh, what a do? Quinzel behind the glass. So Joe and Kyle, just go ahead and mute your mics for headphones for a second so I can talk to Hugh.
Go ahead.
Hugh,
now, Shut up.
I know how you be paid, Hugh. So what I'm saying is you go ahead and dye your beard green, but you hold this in your pocket and say, the next time a bet comes up and they lose that bet, you get to choose the punishment if they get to have it or not. You going to take this caveat and roll this for us for the team? You going to go green for us for the vibes? But next time it comes up and they try to snake out of a deal, even if they win their bet like you just did, because you won. You're a grown man, Hugh. You won.
See, he's trying to appeal to my manhood. You see what he's doing.
Next time they win, Hugh, next time they win, you can go ahead and flip it on you. You got that in your back pocket for Gillio and Kyle Quinn.
First of all, I work with Joe Gillio and Kyle Quinn. You know damn well the way they are trying to bully me into doing this, it's not going to work like that.
Hey, I'm just trying to help y'all be petty. I mean, I'm just trying to keep some in your back pocket for the future because you know how they try to do you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, why don't you get a leg up on them now? You know what I mean? It's 2 versus 1, you. You know what I mean? Go ahead and dye green and hold this in your back pocket so you can smack them up in the face when you need it. You feel what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm just trying to help you out, brother. You know, I'm just doing my part. Petty Hugh. It is what it is. Now, let me tell y'all about Tanner McKee. Also, Hugh, last year, me and you was on Tanner McKee because I mean, we didn't like the backup. That's what that was. It was like, put Tanner out.
Oh, yeah, with Marcus Mariota. Yeah,
Mariota. We was everybody was yelling at us. Mariota was trash, turned out to be trash, but we was right. Tanner McKee is QB2, not Kenny Pickett. I don't care what you say. He ain't QB1. I ain't going that far, but he QB2. It is what it is. I saw Kenny Pickett replaced by Duck and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer out there in Pittsburgh. Don't tell me I know Kenny Pickett. But anyway, Eagles look great. We're playing the Packers. I'm not worried about the Packers at all. Love is nicked up. Their backup's nicked up. Our defense is stout guy Hugh throwing his beard green. What else do we have to worry about besides the kicker? I don't know what's going on with Elliott. But, Nick, you better have them things ready because it's going to be fourth and fourth because I feel like we ain't going to be kicking that many times out here with this dude messing up on us, not making us have any kind of confidence. But other than that, we are solid, ripped, rocking, and ready to go. He's bound to die. You get on that buffing. Dye your beard green, brother. Help us out with the vibes. You know what I mean?
Help us out. I just came back in
because you told me not to listen. But I heard the end. He's right. You should dye your beard. I mean, he totally gets it.
Made a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, I agree with that.
Defense is a luxury of my bass. Go,
bye! Good call, Blackerty. We appreciate it. He's right. I mean, you should do it for the vibes, for the city. Like, think about it. You have the entire city that's expecting this.
I said I'd do it if we could make it to Louisiana. I'd be in there for two whole weeks.
Come on. I mean,
with a green beard. 2 weeks.
Yeah. The point is, we need you around town here.
Yes,
with the green beard.
It's like you're a walking pep rally.
First of all, y'all know me well enough to know. And I ain't going nowhere. Only time people going to see me is on Sunday. And nobody's going to see me in the studio. Wouldn't it be better? I'm just saying. I'm not saying I agree into this. But wouldn't it be better if I did it in Louisiana? I mean, when we're down there on Bourbon Street.
Well, it'd be better if you do it the whole time. I mean, the
whole time we're in Louisiana. Yeah, I can do that.
But think about it. You're like a walking pep rally. So you walk through the city with your green beard and the whole town just gets wild.
Nobody's going to see me.
But no, you can start doing this. You go on more walks. You got to do coke now.
I'm definitely not going to do that. I'm not going on walks. Yeah. Definitely not doing that.
Did I
tell you stories about how the people, they cringe when they see me coming down the street? I mean, and they just see me walking with a green, you know, it is kind of early in the morning. Big black dude running. You know what I mean? It makes little people a little, you know what I mean?
In the snow?
Yeah, definitely in the snow with a green beard. Maybe like, this something's wrong with this guy.
Not if they listen to the show, they'll get it. Do we have some news on the Packers?
Yeah, sort of a big injury update for the Packers. Christian Watson tore his ACL. So he's definitely out for this game.
That's not surprising based on him getting carted off yesterday. So there's, you know, if you were in the camp of be cautious, don't play if there's not much to play for, well, score one for your side because a big player got hurt yesterday in a game where the Packers really had very little to play for. It was the 6th or the 7th seed, and they really didn't have control of it because they needed the Commanders to lose anyway. So they lose one of their better wide receivers. No Christian Watson this week, and obviously the rest of the season. Now, the other big one this weekend was the Ravens. They lost Zay Flowers, but they needed to win. I mean,
they had it was one of them situations where they had to play, but still.
Yeah.
You look at that, even though the circumstances were different, and you're like, man, maybe we shouldn't have went for the record. I mean, you know, that it's like, you know, it kind of validates what Coach Sirianni and the players did.
Well, they better come out hot on us. That's what I'm saying. That's fine. I mean, they took our history away from us and Saquon. They better come out and play well on Sunday early in that game. By the way, the Packers, I saw Elliot post this earlier, I think top four in the NFL in scoring in the first quarter. So, you know, it's not an acceptable thing to me to have a slow start this week. Not after resting everyone and getting everyone all fresh for this game. They better come out hot. John is up on WIP. Hey, John.
Joe and Hugh, Happy New Year.
You
Happy New
too, Year, John. What's up?
Well, first of all, real quick, Hugh, the scenario for your bet there should have been your mustache, because boy, that would have been a lot easier to dye that than the beard, because I saw a recent picture. You got a lot of hair there.
I've discussed it with some people when it looked like it was actually a threat.
What is it?
To see if it was going to happen.
You
and
lost.
Then, you know, they gave me some options.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? You know, best of luck to you on that one, though, because I tried that years ago, and, well, not the easiest thing in the world to do. But anyway, Joe, I probably was more upset over the Saquon decision than anyone. Yesterday's game, I SSS'd it, meaning Saquon sympathy strike the game. Didn't watch a second. And I'll tell you what I did watch, though, a 1962 Sammy Davis Jr. tap dancing video on YouTube, and it was a 5-minute video. I watched it for 2 full hours. I rewound it about 35 times.
Well, that's different. I mean, do you
what is wrong with him?
Or did that just you came across it on your algorithm and you just watched, John?
I love tap dancing. Okay. It just does something hypnotic for me. Like, it really relaxes me. Mm-hmm. I like jazz too, but it was a little bit of that, but it was mainly tap. Let me tell you something. That guy was phenomenal. Sammy Davis Jr.
You know what? I agree. We haven't taken a Sammy Davis Jr. call around here in a while, John, but I'm glad we did. John, appreciate it. How about that? A little Sammy Davis Jr. talk.
I don't give a shit.
He skipped the full game to watch Sammy Davis Jr. Now, we could all be real. I don't know if everyone was fully locked in that game yesterday. It did have a preseason feel.
Nah, it, you know, you saw Tanner going out there and having success.
That's your guy.
Yeah.
That's your guy.
And it's like, what do you mean it's my guy?
He's QB1.
I know.
I'm just pointing out what I saw.
You call him the future.
He is the future.
Of what?
He could be the future of the Eagles.
Of the NFL.
He might be.
The future face of the NFL.
You know what?
He might be. I mean, come on.
This is the thing. Tanner McKee is in a unique situation where he obviously is benefiting from, because all of the stuff that I heard about him when he was coming out, he didn't look that mobile. He was kind of slow. He didn't look slow yesterday. And, you know, he has the prototypical type, or the prototypical height, I should say, for a quarterback and everything. And he got the ball out of his hands quickly. That's what I saw. He was decisive in his plays. And when you say stuff like that, I know what it sounds like I'm saying, but I will say this to back that up. There are certain intangibles that Jalen brings to the table that I'm not ready to give up, but it was refreshing to see the offense look efficient as it was.
You know, I got my eye on you.
I do too. How the tables have turned, okay? So a month ago, I said they could have won 3 or 4 games with Pickett as their quarterback, and everyone went up in arms. Now I got Hugh over here talking about
first of all,
the third string quarterback.
First of all, if you put me on the lie detector, or if I had to pick a quarterback to start for Sunday, Jalen's my starting quarterback.
Who's your two?
Who's my two?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with Kenny Two Gloves, but I like what I saw from the other two quarterbacks.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, why not?
Lie detector. You'd be on McKay.
I think if you were the coach making the call, I think you'd go with Tanner.
No.
I can feel it.
To start?
No, to back up.
No. No. I'm going
to
go with the
guys.
Maybe
to start. I don't know. I got my eye on you.
I'm going
to
go with the guys that have the most experience. And I feel like in a small sampling size, Tanner did extremely well. You know, you talk about this game and the part of the game that he played last week. I like what I saw.
Can I ask a question?
In high-stake, high-leverage situations, like, I'm going to go with the guys that have been in situations like this.
So I'm going to ask you guys a hypothetical question.
Hypothetical.
Or just you take it any way you want it. What do you think is more likely that's going on here? The Eagles have found their way to a real quarterback factory, and they have two can get the job done?
I'm not trying to take anything away from Two Gloves, but Buddy does wear two gloves.
Hold on a second. Kenny Pickett lit up the Cowboys.
He gave him 26 points.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay.
I'll take that. I'll rescind that one.
Let me just ask the question. What's more likely of the truth here? that they found three quarterbacks they could win games with, right? They've done that this season. They've won, what, 12, whatever, with Jalen, and they've won the last couple with these other guys. Or this team is so good that any average quarterback could have success in it.
I don't know.
I'm asking a question. What's more likely? They've stumbled upon three quality quarterbacks, or the team's so good, any average quarterback could look good in it.
I'm going to say they stumbled on three quarterbacks.
Okay.
They all have different skill sets. It's just frustrating because I've seen Jalen. Like, there isn't a throw that I feel, when you talk about ability and able to do certain things, Tanner has a strong arm. I give him, if you're talking about the arm strength, I give him that above the other two. I give him that. But those unquantifiable intangibles that I like to talk about that Jalen brings to the table, that's something different. And I think that Kenny Two Gloves has something that's a little different too. But I like what I saw in a small sampling size from Tanner McKee.
So there is a chance that they've stumbled upon three quarterbacks. I mean, this happens every once in a while in the NFL where a team develops a lot. Like those Packers in the 90s.
All three of them ain't gonna be here though.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers in the 90s did this. They had Brett Favre. They had Mark Brunell. They had Matt Hasselbeck. I mean, they were. I think Aaron Brooks was there for a little bit before he went to New Orleans. They were churning out quarterbacks all the time that moved on and became starters. Like, that could be going on here. I mean, like, we know Pickett was a starter. Maybe he will be again one day. And there's a lot of people. I don't know if anyone's a bigger fan of Tanner McKee right now than Hugh Douglas. I mean, the guy wore his jersey in here today. I mean, he loves him. But... But maybe
this is one time I'm glad I'm on YouTube because they can see us.
That you're not wearing a jersey?
I'm not wearing a jersey.
It's underneath that hoodie.
Yep. Don't lie to everybody. We know.
I am not.
We know the truth.
I just saw what I saw.
Well, he played well. I mean,
he did play well. He did.
Yeah, it also was preseason feel. Like are we going a little overboard with the Tanner McKee stuff?
Nah, because where the Giants starters are there. Where the Giants starters are? No,
they're the worst team in the league.
I'm not going overboard. I'm just pointing out what I saw. I'm just pointing out what I saw.
I saw the same thing. He's got a strong arm and he got the ball quickly.
The ball out quickly. But he was efficient. That's the word that I like to use, is efficiency.
Let's go to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. How you doing? See, what happened to that $10 winner jacket you had last year?
$30. $30 winner jacket. Okay. I still have it.
And it was a jacket. It wasn't a coat. It was flimsy. Wouldn't hold up in this weather, David.
So he needs two. So you're at $80. If you bought a real winter jacket, you wouldn't have a problem right now.
A good point.
No, I have a coat. It's just in storage. I'm in a position right now where it ain't here, and this weekend might be a little trying for me.
Okay, I got you.
So, yeah, it might be a little trying.
I'm going to tell you right now, Hugh actually is onto something here. The future for the Eagles is now, and the future is Tanner McKee.
I mean, you guys are nuts.
How am I nuts?
The future?
So watching the game yesterday, Joe, because you watched all 17.
Yeah.
What was your thought when you said, I'm sorry, David, this is your call. Yeah. I'll get on Joe later. The floor is yours.
I'm here because we're actually of the same mindset right now, where Tanner McKee is the future of the Eagles, and the Eagles are here now. I mean, that offense yesterday clicked. I was giddy, and I never get giddy. And,
they scored 20 points.
You got to go with the hot hand. I mean, you saw the way.
See, this is where me and Dave, we part ways. Because Dave sounded like he wanted to start Tanner McKee.
You started this.
No, I just pointed out what I saw. It's my job as an analyst.
We did this already. It was 2017, and this was when Doug Peterson was getting asked about Nate Sudfeld before the playoffs. We did this.
No, all I'm saying is this. There has been conversation that has been had about whose offense this is and why doesn't it look like what's his name? Coach Goober offense.
Kellen
Moore. Looked good yesterday.
Coach Goober, and for the last 2 weeks, all I'm saying is this, is it just opened the door for, okay, what's the issue? Because it was efficient yesterday. It was going down the field on the first drive efficient. That's all. But when you hold my feet to the fire and you ask me who I want to play Sunday, it's Jalen Hurts. I'm just saying. I just brought to light what everybody else saw yesterday, and nobody wanted to say. And I just said it. That's it.
Well, I try to do.
I'm the drunk uncle at the barbecue,
and you all called me drunk
because you said all flipping. Anybody can run this offense.
I didn't say anybody. I said they could have won six games with a backup this year. They just won the last two.
That's about anybody.
No, they have good backups.
I just pointed out that I saw it, but I'm still rolling with Kevin, though.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm telling you, Kenny Two Gloves didn't answer, but McKee is. So
I won't stand for this Kenny Pickett erasure. Like, we're making him away?
I'm just saying.
The backup.
He's got those tiny little hands. He's got to wear two sets of gloves just so he can hold the ball. I mean,
I wonder if he got stick him on them gloves.
Of course he does, You got to have stick him on there. All right, so what do you think, David? Should he dye the beard?
Absolutely, 100% yes. He lost the bet. And, I listen to Words Out all the time at work. And the Huge deal is so much Words Out right now. It's actually, it's giving me a headache. So, Hugh, just dye your beard. You lost. It's 17. That was the cutoff. So you got to do it, man. You got to man up.
What do you mean? It was 17.8. What are you talking about?
Well, no, again, that's not how it worked.
That's exactly how it worked.
It does not.
What are you talking about?
You got to dye your beard, Hugh. You got to.
Well, wait a minute. How did I win the bet, but I still got to dye my beard? Explain that to me. How, Sway?
Because you caller after caller. The NFL rounds down. You heard that. So they round down.
So that make it right. The NFL rounds down.
Yes.
When I look at the stat sheet and they says points per game, Philadelphia Eagles, you look it up and tell me what does it say.
Again, okay, the Eagles right allowed that, not the defense. That you're trying to get off on a technicality. We're not letting you.
Y'all talking about rounding down.
Math, and I went to public school, so 17%.
David. Yeah. I mean, look at David. Look where he got after all that school. And David, good phone call. We appreciate it. At some point, you're going to realize this is good for you. It's good for the show. It's good for the city. It's good for all listeners. It's good for the Eagles.
No, don't mask it in where you really want to land.
Yeah, you're going to look like a dope. I mean, that's the best part of the whole thing.
He said good for the show.
Yes! It is good for the show.
No, it's show.
You're a walking billboard for the next
thing
month.
That he cares about is the show. I gave you a consolation. I said once
that's
we go to
New Orleans. Not good enough.
What you mean?
It's not good enough. Because you're trying to get off on a technicality.
I'm not getting off on a technicality.
I'm
being gracious. It's called gravitas.
You know that the Eagles don't enter the postseason as the favorite to get to the Super Bowl. Now, they could, and we think they have a chance, but they're not the favorite. You're trying to weasel out of this because you know Detroit's
the
favorite.
No, I'm not doing that. I still feel it. Listen, since we haven't come to Jesus' moment at all of a sudden on a Monday, and it's supposed to be Victory Monday. Because you keep paying me into a corner. Detroit's going to be a tough place to play.
Of course they are.
But I still think that the Eagles prevail. This is where it puts me in a precarious situation because, like I said, my old teammate, Aaron Glenn, is the defensive coordinator. We talk periodically. And, yesterday I was like, hey, good luck with the game or whatever. But now it's the playoffs. And I can't be wishing him luck no more.
No, you
gotta. Does he think you should dye the beard?
No, we didn't talk about that because I'm pretty sure he cares. He only thing he care about going on in Philadelphia is what the Eagles are doing and how Jalen's doing right now. But outside of that, I was thinking, I'm like, damn, I can't talk to Aaron no more for a couple weeks.
No, he's not gonna respond to you.
I gotta go ahead and I gotta let it ride because that we trying to get to Detroit.
We got bigger fish to fry.
We trying to get to Detroit and then take that bus from Detroit and go to New Orleans.
And the whole time you should have a green beard. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to some other storylines around the league later on. It is Black Monday. We've had a few coaches fired already. We had a team off a 3-win season keep everyone. We'll talk about that. Plus, on the other side, along with your phone calls on Hugh's beard, should he dye it? I mean, he obviously lost this in spirit and really in technicality, he lost it as well. Should he dye his beard green for the full NFL postseason? And what's the emotion? What's the feeling? Excitement? Or do you have some nerves? We enter the postseason against a Packers team that's better than your average 7 seed. We'll talk about it. 215-592-9494. Plus, the final tally on Kiss the Baby. One of us had a really tough season here in the first season of Kiss the Baby. We'll hit that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio on a snowy Monday. It's still snowing out there, Hugh.
Yes. Be careful, man. Everybody be careful.
Be careful out there. Enjoy a snow day if you got one today. And I noticed the roads this morning. I'm guessing a lot of people decided to work from home or take a snow day today, which is great. Enjoy it. And we're happy to have you as part of the show. We'll get back to the phone lines in a minute. 215-592-9494. As we discuss the feeling as we start the week, is it excitement? Is it some nerves? It's okay to have nerves. I mean, Ray Dittinger had some nerves. I have some nerves. Kyle has tons of nerves. He's had it since last week. But, you know, Hugh's confident. And I think we all deep down think they should win this game and will win this game. They are favorites. By the way, speaking of being favorites, Hugh, the line has moved on this game. So FanDuel posted a hypothetical line last week. They kind of played out like the games that could happen based on the matchups over the weekend. And one of them, of course, was the Eagles and the Packers. And they set that one at Eagles minus three. Now, yesterday when the game ended and we knew it got locked in, it became Eagles Packers officially. The first line I saw at FanDuel, Hugh Douglas, was Eagles minus 3.5. Well, it has moved today to now Eagles minus 4.5. So we've gone from 3 on a hypothetical line to minus 3.5 yesterday as soon as it became official. And now we are looking at Eagles minus 4.5. So there could be a lot of reasons for that. Maybe it's just money coming on the Eagles. Also, maybe it means that people out there are getting some positive vibes on Jalen, and he'll definitely be in for this game.
Yeah.
It also could mean that Jordan Love's dealing with a hand issue. So let's go through this yesterday. So Jordan Love started that game for the Packers. He left in the second quarter, and if you were watching or saw Red Zone or the replays, he was like shaking his hand out, and that could mean a lot of things. It could mean a nerve issue. Maybe he got banged on his elbow the wrong way. I don't know what it was.
Funny bone type deal,
sure,
or whatever.
But he didn't come back in. Now, he was on the sidelines. It wasn't like he left and they sent him to the hospital. But he didn't come back in the game. Take that for what you will. Let's hear after the game Jordan Love on what he was going through, what's going on. It seems like he's okay, but I don't know. I'm not really quite sure what happened to him.
Yeah, I landed on it on the ground, I think. And yeah, just kind of pretty much lost all feeling in my hand and pretty much just went numb. Same thing after the halftime. You know, I came back, was trying to get some throws, and same thing. The outside of my hand, pinky, really couldn't feel it. Was pretty numb. You know, we just made the decision to hold me back.
Well, that's kind of weird. I mean, the fact that it continued the numbness. I don't know if maybe the cold yesterday.
Like who knows? And I'm pretty sure they're probably going to get that checked out today. But it's probably a chance that, you know, if anything, it's going to throw the timing off from him, or he might have to miss a little bit of practice or something. He's got a little bit of time, but still, to have those type of injuries late in the game like that, it's tough. It all depends on what it is and whether or not he'll be able to get back to play this weekend.
Well, so I'm guessing he's going to play, because otherwise the Eagles would be 7 or 8 point favorites right now. Mm-hmm. The news would be out that he couldn't play. I think he's going to play, but that's something to keep an eye on, that it could happen again. I mean, if he hit his hand yesterday and it went numb, it could happen again this weekend. So the Love hand thing, we'll pay attention to this week. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni on the fact that this is a rematch. What does he take away from the first time they played Green Bay?
You do know it's the Packers. You're playing them all the way back in week one. Is that something you can use, or is that so far?
Yeah, both teams are different from that day till now, no doubt. But yeah, you'll use that. Use everything. That's something that you'll – when we go play a team that we played the previous year, we'll use that too. So if that's from year to year. And so, of course, we'll use that. They'll use that. We understand that. It's a really good team with really well coached.
How much do you put into the week one game, Hugh? It really was. It does feel like a lot. I mean, we had Marilyn and he joked it felt like 2 years ago. It does feel like a long time ago. The game was in Brazil. You know, the Eagles are a different team now. It was warm. It's certainly not warm anymore. What do you take from that first one to now?
I think they're two different teams. This team, both teams have evolved since then. They're not the same. There are probably going to be some aspects and elements of that game that we're going to try to use. Like, I think the running game is going to factor in huge as far as the matchup is concerned. I think it's better, you know. But this Eagles team, I think we going into that game, we were more of like a passing team.
Definitely.
So now it's like we're a little bit more physical. And I think that's going to be the biggest difference.
So one thing, Elliot brought this up yesterday in the pregame show, one thing that is totally different is, one, how much they throw the ball, threw the ball in that game against the Packers in Brazil, and two, Jalen Hurts' decision-making. I remember that game. We were on the next morning, on the Saturday morning after the game, because the game was a Friday night. Yeah. Jalen threw the ball to the Packers like 4 times.
Yeah.
Now they intercepted 2 of them, they dropped 2 of them. He hasn't done much of that since the beginning of October. Now, he throws it less. Obviously, they run it more. But he's also taken care of the football way better. I mean, that game, he very easily could have had four picks. So he's played different. They've played different. But it is a rematch to week one. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. What's up, Black Gritty?
Joey Bear Hugh, what a do? Quinzette behind the glass. So Joe and Kyle, just go ahead and mute your mics for headphones for a second so I can talk to Hugh.
Go ahead.
Hugh,
now, you know what? Shut up.
I know how you be paid, Hugh. So what I'm saying is you go ahead and dye your beard green, but you hold this in your pocket and say, the next time a bet comes up and they lose that bet, you get to choose the punishment if they get to have it or not. You're going to take this caveat and roll this for us for the team. You're going to go green for us for the vibes. But next time it comes up and they try to snake out of a deal, even if they win their bet like you just did, because you won. You're a grown man. You won.
See, he's trying to appeal to my manhood. You see what he's doing.
Next time they win, you can go ahead and flip it on you. You got that in your back pocket for Jillian and Kyle Quinn.
I work with Joe Giglio and Kyle Quinn. You know damn well the way they're trying to bully me into doing this, it's not going to work like that.
I'm just trying to help y'all be petty. I mean, I'm just trying to keep something in your back pocket for the future because you know how they try to do you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, why don't you get a leg up on them now? You know what I mean? It's 2-1, you. You know what I mean? Go ahead and dye it green and hold this in your back pocket so you can smack them up in the face when you need it. You feel what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm just trying to help you out, brother. You know, I'm just doing my part. Petty Hugh, it is what it is. Now, let me tell y'all about Tanner McKee. Also, Hugh, last year, me and you was on Tanner McKee because, I mean, we didn't like the backup. That's what that was. It was like, put Tanner out.
Oh, yeah, with Marcus Mariota. Yeah,
Mariota. We was everybody was yelling at us. Mariota was trash, turned out to be trash, but we was right. Tanner McKee is QB2. Not Kenny Pickett. I don't care what you say. He ain't QB1. I ain't going that far, but he QB2. It is what it is. I saw Kenny Pickett replaced by Duck and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer out there in Pittsburgh. Don't tell me I know Kenny Pickett. But anyway, Eagles look great. We're playing the Packers. I'm not worried about the Packers at all. Love is nicked up. Their backup's nicked up. Our defense is stout guy Hugh throwing his beard green. What else do we have to worry about besides the kicker? I don't know what's going on with Elliott. But, Nick, you better have them things ready because it's going to be fourth and fourth because I feel like we ain't going to be kicking that many times out here with this dude messing up on us, not making us have any kind of confidence. But other than that, we are solid, rip, rocking, and ready to go. He's found it down. You get on that buffing. Now you're Beard Green, brother. Help us out with the vibes. You know what I mean?
Help us out.
I just came back in because he told me not to listen. But I heard the end. He's right. You should dye your beard. I mean, he totally gets it.
Made a great point.
Yeah, of course, I agree with that.
Hey, defense is a luxury of my bass. Go back!
Good call, Blackerty. We appreciate it. He's right. I mean, you should do it for the vibes, for the city. Like, think about it. You have the entire city that's expecting this.
I said I'd do it if we could make it to Louisiana. I'd be in there for two whole weeks.
Come on. I mean,
With a green beard. 2 weeks.
Yeah. The point is we need you around town here.
Yes.
With the green beard.
It's like you're a walking pep rally.
First of all, y'all know me well enough to know that I ain't going nowhere. Only time people going to see me is on Sunday. And nobody's going to see me in the studio. Wouldn't it be better? I'm just saying. I'm not saying I agree into this. But wouldn't it be better if I did it in Louisiana? I mean, when we're down there on Bourbon Street.
Well, it'd be better if you do it the whole time. I mean, the
whole time we're in Louisiana. Yeah, I can do that.
But think about it. You're like a walking pep rally. So you walk through the city with your green beard and
that's what I'm saying. Nobody's going to see me.
But no, you can start doing this. You go on more walks. You walk. You got a new coat now.
I'm definitely not going to do that. I'm not going on walks. Yeah. Definitely not doing that.
Did I
tell you stories about how the people, they cringe when they see me coming down the street? I mean, and they just see me walking with a green. You know, it is kind of early in the morning. Big black dude running. You know what I mean? It makes people a little, you know what I mean?
In the snow?
Yeah, definitely in the snow with a green beard. Maybe like, something's wrong with this guy.
Not if they listen to the show, though. Do we have some news on the Packers?
Yeah, sort of a big injury update for the Packers. Christian Watson tore his ACL. So he's definitely out for this game.
That's not surprising based on him getting carted off yesterday. So there's, you know, if you were in the camp of be cautious, don't play if there's not much to play for. Well, score one for your side because a big player got hurt yesterday in a game where the Packers really had very little to play for. It was the 6th or the 7th seed, and they really didn't have control of it because they needed the Commanders to lose anyway. So they lose one of their better wide receivers. No Christian Watson this week, and obviously the rest of the season. Now, the other big one this weekend was the Ravens. They lost Zay Flowers, but they needed to win. I mean,
they had it was one of them situations where they had to play, but still.
Yeah.
You look at that, even though the circumstances were different, and you're like, man, maybe we shouldn't have went for the record. I mean, you know, that it's like, you know, it kind of validates what Coach Sirianni and the players did.
Well, they better come out hot on us. That's what I'm saying. That's fine. I mean, they took our history away from us and Saquon. They better come out and play well on Sunday early in that game. By the way, the Packers, I saw Elliot post this earlier, I think top four in the NFL in scoring in the first quarter. So, you know, it's not an acceptable thing to me to have a slow start this week. Not after resting everyone and getting everyone all fresh for this game. They better come out hot. John is up on WIP. Hey, John.
Joe and Hugh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, John. What's up?
Well, first of all, real quick, Hugh, the scenario for your bet there should have been your mustache, because boy, that would have been a lot easier to dye that than the beard, because I saw a recent picture. You got a lot of hair there.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's an undertaking.
I've discussed it with some people when it looked like it was actually a threat.
What is it?
To see if it was going to happen.
You
and
lost.
Then, you know, they gave me some options.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? You know, best of luck to you on that one, though, because I tried that years ago, and, well, not the easiest thing in the world to do. But anyway, Joe, I probably was more upset over the Saquon decision than anyone. Yesterday's game, I SSS'd it, meaning Saquon sympathy strike the game. Didn't watch a second. And I'll tell you what I did watch, though, a 1962 Sammy Davis Jr. tap dancing video on YouTube. And it was a 5-minute video. I watched it for 2 full hours. I rewound it about 35 times.
Well, that's different. I mean, do you usually
watch? What is wrong with him?
Or did that just, you came across it on your algorithm and you just watched, John?
I love tap dancing. Okay. It just does something hypnotic for me. Like, it really relaxes me. Mm-hmm. I like jazz too, but it was a little bit of that, but it was mainly tap. Let me tell you something. That guy was phenomenal. Sammy Davis Jr.
You know what? I agree. We haven't taken a Sammy Davis Jr. call around here in a while, John, but I'm glad we did. John, appreciate it. How about that? A little Sammy Davis Jr. talk.
I don't give a shit.
He skipped the full game to watch Sammy Davis Jr. Now, we could all be real. I don't know if everyone was fully locked in that game yesterday. It did have a preseason feel.
Nah,
it did.
You know, you saw Tanner going out there and having success.
That's your guy.
Yeah.
That's your guy.
And it's like, what do you mean it's my guy?
I know.
I'm just pointing out what I saw.
You call him the future.
He is the future.
Of what?
He could be the future of the Eagles.
Of the NFL.
He might be.
The future face of the NFL.
You know what?
He might be. I mean, come on.
This is the thing. Tanner McKee is in a unique situation where he obviously is benefiting from, because all of the stuff that I heard about him when he was coming out, he didn't look that mobile. He was kind of slow. He didn't look slow yesterday. And, you know, he has the prototypical type, or the prototypical height, I should say, for a quarterback and everything. And he got the ball out of his hands quickly. That's what I saw. He was decisive in his plays. And when you say stuff like that, I know what it sounds like I'm saying, but I will say this to back that up. There are certain intangibles that Jalen brings to the table that I'm not ready to give up, but it was refreshing to see the offense look efficient as it was.
You know, I got my eye on you.
I do too. How the tables have turned, okay? So a month ago, I said they could have won 3 or 4 games with Pickett as their quarterback, and everyone went up in arms. Now I got Hugh over here talking about the third string quarterback.
First of all, if you put me on the lie detector, or if I had to pick a quarterback to start for Sunday, Jalen's my starting quarterback.
Who's your two?
Who's my two?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with Kenny Two Gloves, but I like what I saw from the other two quarterbacks.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, why not?
Lie detector. You'd be on McKay.
I think if you were the coach making the call, I think you'd go with Tanner.
No.
I can feel it.
To start?
No, to back up.
No. I'm going to go with the
guys.
Maybe
to start. I don't know. I got my eye on you.
I'm going
to
go with the guys that have the most experience. And I feel like in a small sampling size, Tanner did extremely well. You know, you talk about this game and the part of the game that he played last week. I like what I saw.
Can I ask a question?
In high-stake, high-leverage situations, like, I'm going to go with the guys that have been in situations like this.
So I'm going to ask you guys a hypothetical question.
Hypothetical.
Or just you take it any way you want it. What do you think is more likely that's going on here? The Eagles have found their way to a real quarterback factory, and they have two can get the job done?
I'm not trying to take anything away from Two Gloves, but Buddy does wear two gloves.
Hold on a second. Kenny Pickett lit up the Cowboys.
He gave him 26 points. Okay. I understand.
Okay,
I'll take that. I'll rescind that one.
Let me just ask the question. What's more likely of the truth here? that they found three quarterbacks they could win games with, right? They've done that this season. They've won, what, 12, whatever, with Jalen, and they've won the last couple with these other guys. Or this team is so good that any average quarterback could have success in it.
I don't know.
I'm asking a question. What's more likely? They've stumbled upon three quality quarterbacks, or the team's so good, any average quarterback could look good in it.
I'm going to say they stumbled on three quarterbacks.
Okay.
They all have different skill sets. It's just frustrating because I've seen Jalen. Like, there isn't a throw that I feel, when you talk about ability and able to do certain things, Tanner has a strong arm. I give him, if you're talking about the arm strength, I give him that above the other two. I give him that. But those unquantifiable intangibles that I like to talk about that Jalen brings to the table, that's something different. And I think that Kenny Two Gloves has something that's a little different too. But I like what I saw in a small sampling size from Tanner McKee.
So there is a chance that they've stumbled upon three quarterbacks. I mean, this happens every once in a while in the NFL where a team develops a lot. Like those Packers in the 90s.
All three of them ain't going to be here, though.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers in the 90s did this. They had Brett Favre. They had Mark Brunell. They had Matt Hasselbeck. I mean, they were. I think Aaron Brooks was there for a little bit before he went to New Orleans. They were churning out quarterbacks all the time that moved on and became starters. Like, that could be going on here. I mean, like, we know Pickett was a starter. Maybe he will be again one day. And there's a lot of people. I don't know if anyone's a bigger fan of Tanner McKee right now than Hugh Douglas. I mean, the guy wore his jersey in here today. I mean, he loves him. But maybe
this is one time I'm glad I'm on YouTube because they can see us.
That you're not wearing his jersey?
I'm not wearing his jersey.
It's underneath that hoodie.
Yep. Don't lie to everybody. We know.
I am not.
We know the truth.
I just saw what I saw.
Well, he played well. I mean,
he did play well.
He also,
he did.
Yeah, it also was preseason feel. Like, are we going a little overboard with the Tanner McKee stuff?
No, because where the Giants starters are there? Where the Giants starters are? No,
they're the worst team in the league.
I'm not going overboard. I'm just pointing out what I saw.
I saw the same thing. He's got a strong arm. And he got the ball quickly.
The ball out quickly, man. He was efficient. That's the word that I like to use, is efficiency.
Let's go to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey. Guys, how you doing? Hugh, what happened to that $10 winner jacket you had last year?
$30. $30 winner jacket. I still have it.
And it was a jacket. It wasn't a coat. It was flimsy. It wouldn't hold up in this weather, David.
So he needs two. So you're at $80. If you bought a real winner jacket, you wouldn't have a problem right now.
A good point.
No, I have a coat. It's just in storage. I'm in a position right now where it ain't here. And this weekend might be a little trying for me.
Okay, I got you.
It might be a little trying.
I'm going to tell you right now, Hugh actually is onto something here. The future for the Eagles is now, and the future is Tanner McKee.
I mean, you guys are nuts.
How am I nuts?
The future?
So watching the game yesterday, Joe, because you watched all 17.
Yeah.
What was your thought when you said – I'm sorry, David. This is your call. Yeah. I'll get on Joe later. The floor is yours.
No. I'm here because we actually have the same mindset right now where Tanner McKee is the future of the Eagles, and the Eagles are here now. I mean, that offense yesterday clicked. I was giddy, and I never get giddy. And,
they scored 20 points.
You got to go with the hot hand. I mean, you saw the way.
This is where me and Dave, we part ways because Dave sounded like he wanted to start Tanner McKee.
You started this.
No, I just pointed out what I saw. It's my job as an analyst.
We did this already. It was 2017, and this was when Doug Peterson was getting asked by Nate Sudfeld before the playoffs. We did this.
No, all I'm saying is this. There has been conversation that has been had about whose offense this is and why doesn't it look like what's his name, Coach Goober offense?
Kellen
Moore looked good yesterday.
Coach Goober, and for the last 2 weeks, all I'm saying is this: is it just opened the door for what's the issue? Because it was efficient yesterday. It was going down the field on the first drive, efficient. That's all. But when you hold my feet to the fire and you ask me who I want to play Sunday, it's Jalen Hurts. I'm just saying. I just brought to light what everybody else saw yesterday, and nobody wanted to say. And I just said it. That's it.
Well, I try to do.
I'm the drunk uncle at the barbecue,
and you all called me drunk
because you said all flipping. You anybody can run this offense.
I didn't say anybody. I said they could have won six games with a backup this year. They just won the last two.
That's about anybody.
No, they have good backups.
I just pointed out that I saw it, but I'm still rolling with Kevin though.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm telling you, Kenny Two Gloves didn't answer, but McKee is. So
I won't stand for this Kenny Pickett erasure. Like we're just making him away.
He's
the backup.
He's got those tiny little hands. He's got to wear two sets of gloves just so he can hold the ball. I mean,
I wonder if he got stickum on them gloves.
Of course he does. Yeah, you got to have stickum on there. All right. So what do you think, David? Should he dye the beard?
Absolutely, 100% yes. He lost the bet, and I listen to Wartell all the time at work, and Huey's view is so much Wartell right now. It's actually, it's giving me a headache. So Huey, just dye your beard. You lost. It's 17. That was the cutoff. So you got to do it, man. You got to man up.
You know? What do you mean? It was 17.8. What are you talking about?
Well, no, again, that's not how it worked.
That's exactly how it worked.
It does not.
What are you talking about?
You got to dye your beard, Huey. You got to.
Well, wait a minute. How did I win the bet, but I still got to dye my beard? Explain that to me. How, Sway?
Because you bet caller after caller. The NFL rounds down. You heard that. So they round down.
So that make it right. The NFL rounds down.
Yes.
When I look at the stat sheet and they says points per game, Philadelphia Eagles, you look it up and tell me what does it say.
Eagles right allowed that, not the defense. That you're trying to get off on a technicality. We're not letting you.
Y'all talking about rounding down.
And I went to public school, so 17%.
David. I mean, look at David. Look where he got after all that school. And David, good phone call. We appreciate it. At some point, you're going to realize this is good for you. It's good for the show. It's good for the city. It's good for all listeners. It's good for the Eagles.
No, don't mask it in where you really want to land.
Yeah, you're going to look like a dope. I mean, that's the best part of the whole thing.
He said good for the show.
Yes! It is good for the show.
No joke.
You're a walking billboard for the next month.
That he cares about is the show. I gave you a consolation. I said once
that's
we
not
go
good
to
enough.
The
That's not good enough.
What you mean?
It's not good enough. Because you're trying to get off on a technicality.
I'm not getting off on a technicality.
I'm being
gracious. It's called gravitas.
You know that the Eagles don't enter the postseason as the favorite to get to the Super Bowl. Now, they could, and we think they have a chance, but they're not the favorite. You're trying to weasel out of this because Detroit's the favorite.
No, I'm not doing that. I still feel it. Listen, since we haven't come to Jesus' moment at all of a sudden on a Monday, and it's supposed to be victory Monday. Because you keep paying me into a corner. Detroit's going to be a tough place to play.
Of course they are.
But I still think that the Eagles prevail. This is where it puts me in a precarious situation because, like I said, my old teammate, Aaron Glenn, is defensive coordinator. We talk periodically. And, yesterday I was like, hey, good luck with the game or whatever. But now it's the playoffs. And I can't be wishing him luck no more.
No, you got.
Does he think you should dye the beard?
No, we didn't talk about that because I'm pretty sure he cares. He only thing he care about going on in Philadelphia is what the Eagles are doing and how Jalen's doing right now. But outside of that, I was thinking, I'm like, damn, I can't talk to Aaron no more for a couple weeks.
No, he's not going to respond to you.
I got to go ahead and I got to let it ride because we trying to get to Detroit.
We got bigger fish to fry.
We trying to get to Detroit and then, take that bus from Detroit and go to New Orleans.
And the whole time you should have a green beard. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to some other storylines around the league later on. It is Black Monday. We've had a few coaches fired already. We had a team off a 3-win season. Keep everyone. We'll talk about that. Plus, on the other side, along with your phone calls on Hugh's beard, should he dye it? I mean, he obviously lost this in spirit and really in technicality, he lost it as well. Should he dye his beard green for the full NFL postseason? And what's the emotion? What's the feeling? Excitement? Or do you have some nerves? We enter the postseason against a Packers team that's better than your average 7 seed. We'll talk about it. 215-592-9494. Plus, the final tally on Kiss the Baby. One of us had a really tough season here in the first season of Kiss the Baby. We'll hit that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.